Turn, if you will, in the book of Psalms, chapter 78. Psalms, chapter 78, a text that we looked at a couple of weeks ago. I want to use it as the beginning of what we're saying here today. We're beginning a series on extra years of zest, or aging, part one. Extra years of zest, or stimulus, or keen pleasure. And I trust that'll be the goal of what we're talking about as we talk about aging here in this series of messages on that vital topic. Psalm 78, beginning with verse 1. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children. Showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. For He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel which He commanded our fathers that they should make known them to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. The AARP, or American Association of Retired Persons, says that the life expectancy back in 1900 was 47 years, and today it's 80 years. Now, not that the people reaching 65 live much older. People who reach 65 then and people who reach 65 now live only about 5 years longer. But there's been such a reduced death rate of children and young adults, there are more people who are living to be older at this time. There are a lot of myths about aging. We'll talk about some of those later on, but let's mention a few of them now. One of them is that older people are in extremely poor health and in nursing homes. The fact is, only 1% of people from the age 65 to 74 in nursing homes, 5% from 75 to 84, and 25% from 85 and up. Many who live in nursing homes have very productive lives. Last Sunday, as we preached down in Greenwood, a man named Kurt was playing the organ. He has there for years in that church. He played the organ for Sunday school, and we talked a good bit after the service. Kurt's living today in a nursing home, has a very productive ministry, and has through the years for Jesus Christ. That's the myth that all old people, or most old people, are living in poverty. The fact is, there's just 1.5% more above 65 living in poverty as below 65. None of us are happy about that, but that's not quite the fact that every person over 65 is living in poverty. And then there's the myth that all are hard of hearing. A man came up to me after service, an older gentleman after the first service, and he said, "I'm not hard of hearing. It's just that everybody that's been talking to me the last 5 years mumbles." And the fact is, only 30% are hard of hearing. Now, I want my wife to hear that. I've been hoping that she would be here when I could say that. When we built our house, we put insulation in all the walls. And ever since, my wife has been trying to get me to get a hearing aid. And a lot of stories about the hard of hearing. In 1900, those over 65 made up 4% of our population. Today, there are 31 million, or 12.5% of our population, are made up of people over 65, 1 in 8. We're told by the year 2030 there will be 66 million people. Does God have something to say about this subject? He certainly does, and I'd like for us to look at it. In this series, we'll just begin to talk about it this morning. First of all, what is aging biblically? What is aging biblically? Aging is a process of loss occasioned by the fall into sin. Back in Romans 5:12, we read, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin." God said to Adam and Eve in the garden, "The day that you eat of that fruit, you shall surely die." Dr. Ketchum said, Adam and Eve turned the gun, spiritual gun, on their heart, and they pulled the trigger, and they died spiritually. And as a result of that spiritual death, they begin to die physically. And if a person does not know Jesus Christ as Savior, that person dies eternally or is dead eternally. Now, it's an aging. Aging is a process of loss occasioned by the fall into sin that leads toward death. It is a result of the curse of sin. It's also a clear evidence of man's fall into sin. So death is a returning to the dust of the earth, little by little. The fact is, when we were born, we started to die. So we're talking about a dusting process, and some of us here today are more dusty than others. That process of loss, that process of dusting and returning to the dust. Let's look at some scriptures in the New Testament on this subject. Turn to 2 Corinthians, after the Gospel, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, chapter 4 and verse 16. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4 and verse 16. Paul says, for which cause we don't give up, we don't faint, but though our outward man perisheth, or our outward man decayeth. Paul says the inner body may have eternal life, but the outer body is dying. It is decaying. That's a result of the curse of sin. Paul says this body is decaying. And someone has said, if you go to a men's locker room, you can smell it happening. This outer body is decaying. You're in Corinthians. Turn just a few pages. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 21. Paul talks about this subject then again, and he mentions it. He's been saying your manner of life, your citizenship, your conversation is in heaven if you're a believer. Your citizenship is in heaven. From whence we also look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 21, who shall change this vile body? This humiliating body is the word there. Now, why does Paul, who does not believe, as many people do, the body is all bad? God gave us our body. Jesus Christ had a body. Jesus Christ still has a body. And in heaven, after the rapture, we'll have a body. So Paul certainly did not believe, as some, that the body is bad. But why did he call this decaying process and this body a humiliating body? Who shall change our humiliating body? The fact is, man was created to rule over the earth. And because of sin, eventually our bodies are going to be put into the earth. And that's the humiliating fact that Paul is talking about. Created to rule over the earth, but because of sin, our bodies are going to be put into the earth. And Paul says that's not what was intended, and that is humiliating when he talks about our decaying, our vile, our humiliating body. Turn back a few pages to the book of Romans. The book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 20. Passage really with a lot of hope, but there's also some other things said in this passage. Romans 8:18, for I reckon, I consider, I calculate that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation waiteth for the manifestations of the Son of God. Verse 20. For the entire creation was subject to vanity or futility because of that curse of sin. Now he goes on to say, not willingly, not because it wanted to be, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same